5208 Media.
My name is Robbie DeShazer, and I love craft beer. Living in Austin, the craft beer capital of Texas, there's no shortage of great brews to try out. That's why I decided to make this show. I got my best friends Carter and Wendy with me, and together we're going to try new beers and really stretch ourselves to the limits of our taste buds. Because we know that beer is more than just the fizzy yellow stuff you see on TV. This is Tap Heads.
Thank you, audience. Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
Just Wendy cheering
that
for herself.
That was me. All right.
Are we?
Wendy cheers.
Wait, didn't make the sound of me going, pow, 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 pow.
Are we tap heads or to feeds?
Have you gotten this comment? Like, is someone actually concerned about whether we're tap heads or to feeds?
I just thought about it.
You know what I just thought about? How did you pick Carter to go first in your naming in the song over Wendy?
Alphabetical order.
All right.
Right there.
He should not because...
Anyway.
He should not because he's a man.
Back to taffeeds.
Also, usually I do just like, you sit over here and you sit over here, and I usually just read from left to right.
Is that...
All right. Sorry you got your logic.
This is a long roundabout way to saying, can we do a taffy podcast where we...
Taffheads?
Where we... Taffeeds, yeah. Where we talk about taffy.
Why?
Because it would go with taffeds. Be like a sister show.
No.
I'm not necessarily open to starting sister shows right now. I do.
I'm gonna take it.
I'm currently figuring out my lucrative TikTok career.
Laffy Taffy.
I'm taking this idea. Oh, Do you see it?
He dipped his balls in soy sauce for this.
I'm taking it and I'm folding it.
That's how much.
Like, I'm gonna put it in my pocket, but I'm balling it up and throwing it away.
I thought you were getting Roland to bite.
I was going
and
to, but then...
You turned your back on Byte for TikTok?
No, I didn't turn my back on it. I just made a TikTok and it blew up, is what happened. Have you heard about this, Wendy? This is breaking news from this morning. I went from 2 followers on TikTok to 135 followers because I made a Star Wars TikTok.
Holy
Star
shit.
Star Wars is popular.
Star Wars is very popular on TikTok, and I'm just giving the people what they want. I think this is like a big pivot in my life. I think I'm going to do a lot of Star Wars and theme park content on TikTok. And
Do you watch...
I'm just trying to get a free trip to Disneyland out of TikTok.
Do you watch Ordinary Adventures?
No.
They're a YouTube series that they do a lot of like theme park visits. They're very popular.
Oh, really? I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. But they have one of the guys that is the co-host's... Peter Scaretta is a big film journalist I'm a fan of.
Mm.
But I thought maybe you would have discovered him from his very popular YouTube series where he goes theme parks.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. There's a lot of theme park content on the internet. I'm glad that I've started like my last 2 or 3 podcasts with theme park talk.
It is a particularly strong community and fairly niche.
Yeah, which is fun. But there's so much content. It's like I've thought about doing different podcasts, different stuff like that with theme parks, with the Disney parks. And I don't know how to do like a fresh take on it.
I mean,
you know, it's not film fracas where, you know,
you're also not anywhere near them.
I can still talk about them. I've been enough.
That's true. But
I've been quite a bit.
I think your fresh take or your twist that would make your podcast unique would be to talk about these theme parks or go ride them, but never smile. Could you do that? Could
like
you do that?
And do it as a podcast, and no one could even know if I...
You could hear it. I could hear you laugh when you laughed. I think people could tell.
Splash Mountain, good.
What if you designed theme parks?
I designed theme parks on a podcast.
So say we had like... Because you're obviously very familiar with the layout.
Yeah.
So if we had like, design a David Lynch theme park.
That'd be kind of fun.
And you were like, oh,
I shouldn't be recording this. These are ideas that could be stolen.
The baby cavern or whatever.
Am I going to edit this out? Probably not. But
who knows?
We'll talk off air.
Chicken monkey love tunnel.
Just making conversation.
Jack Cruz. All right. Welcome to Tap Heads.
We haven't said this. Welcome to Tap Heads. I'm Robbie DeShazer. To my left and first alphabetically is Carter Spilliards at CA Spilliards on Twitter.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
And
to
my right... At Wendy with a W on Twitter. Wendy with a W.
Thank you. Thank you. See, they cheered for me. Thank you.
Oh, we need an applause button.
I think I had installed one and then it didn't like set. So
That's a shame.
This button that doesn't have a light
dead
on it.
Button.
It's cool. I'll do the applause.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the ideal way to get this applause recorded.
I'm
definitely
also
more of a.
I have recorded applause. I just need I'm not to like good actually at program applause. It on here.
What I get self-conscious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Are you okay? Or are you?
I don't know if I can record this episode.
Oh no.
I'm kidding.
It'll just be Robbie and I.
But do you want to talk about beers we've had recently?
Yeah. What beers have we had recently?
Not had a beer recently. I was very sick.
Oh, yeah.
I did, however.
Uh huh.
I had a hankering for a particular cocktail. This isn't a
beer. Oh, you made this for me. I tried it.
It is a cocktail. It's called an Aviation. It's very, very like old. It's a very classic, very popular in like pre-war United States era.
It's delicious.
And then it had a pretty big resurgence when all the mixology stuff was really going crazy in the late aughts. But it's like a nice floral gin and creme de violet and simple syrup, lemon juice.
It looked very pretty.
And yeah, it's a very pretty drink. And Luxardo maraschino liqueur.
Yeah.
Dash of that.
But we don't care about that or you. Robbie, tell me about your beer.
I haven't had a lot of beer since the last time we recorded, or a lot of new beer for sure.
Growing barley is what I've been doing.
I've been fermenting a beer of my own. No, I have not been. I've been having like some of my go-tos. I usually have, before an improv show, I usually have a Pearl Snap. So like, I think I've had two of those since the last time we recorded. I haven't been drinking a lot. I had a cocktail when Carter and I saw a movie. It's called The Plaid.
The double plaid.
Oh, when you went to the gentleman?
The plaid tracksuit. Tracksuit. It was a custom cocktail for the gentleman, which is...
For Colin Farrell's character?
Yes, for Colin Farrell's character.
It's so good.
Did you see the movie?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I liked it a lot. It's
good. It's a lot of fun.
It's enjoyable.
I liked it.
I liked the framing of it. I thought that was really interesting.
But yeah, that was a nice cocktail. It was kind of a whiskey sour-esque thing with like a kind of a passion fruit.
Sours.
So...
It was very tart.
It was very good. I enjoyed it.
It was also bright orange.
It was. It was great. I loved it. I love fruity drinks when I get a chance to have them. I am excited. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be tying it back to theme parks a little bit. I'm going to be at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Which has some beers that were brewed specifically for Oga's Cantina there.
Oh, yeah.
So those will be fun to try. I'll
probably get in there.
Oh, I'll be able to get in. There's two of us. We can sit at the bar. We can fight all the families of five.
Yeah,
like,
you'll be fine.
It's going to be just me and Maggie Fogwell, and we'll have some fun. So it'll be...
All right. I'm telling Jackie about the balls and soy sauce thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And so...
Wait, hold on. This was off the air. So there's currently a trend on the internet of people dipping their testicles into soy sauce because supposedly there are taste buds down there.
That sounds fake.
And
it does sound
is
fake.
Is it just that soy sauce is strong enough to taste
soy
it?
Soy sauce has a lot of umami, which is the fifth taste. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So it's just very prevalent. Yeah. Did she respond or are you just telling her?
Yeah, I'm telling her. She said, and those buds like soy sauce? I don't know.
I mean, I guess so. I guess it's just because umami is such like a sense thing and not so much like a taste you can describe that maybe it is just like a tingling. I don't know. I haven't dipped my balls
in
soy sauce.
Sorry to distract from the show. But no, I'm feeling much better, and I can't wait to have a beer again.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to try these beers.
Yeah. Oh, you actually picked them up from my apartment today.
I did.
Did you take a peek and look at what we had beforehand, or were you just...
No, I did. I looked at them all.
Okay. So you're excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. There are a number of here. I've tried a couple of them, but there are a number that I have not had.
Well, I'm excited as well. Our topic for today, actually, can I get a little drum roll or something? Maybe I should program a drum roll.
Ow, that didn't work.
New Belgium Brewing Company.
Woo! New Belgium.
Not old Belgium.
Not that old Belgium.
New
Belgium. Where they make waffles.
If you've heard or seen the name, you've typically seen the skeleton and the green gear.
The Voodoo Ranger, yeah.
The Voodoo Ranger.
The original character, the Voodoo Ranger. Or you've seen Fat Tire. I think Fat Tire is probably
the most popular. Yeah, with the bike.
Yeah. Which Fat Tire was the first beer they ever brewed. It was, everything came from a biking trip in Belgium that founder, Jeff Lebish, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, who was the original master brewer, head brewer for New Belgium, took a bike riding trip in Belgium, tried a beer that he really liked. He was a home brewer and he thought he could replicate it over here in the States. And he made Fat Tire, which is probably not what he tried because amber ales are not particularly popular in Belgium, but alas, he and his wife at the time, Kim Jordan, founded the company in 1991 out of the basement of their home in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's now the fourth largest craft brewery in the U.S. So that encompasses, so the three that are in front of it, if I didn't, this is not in any order particularly, Boston Beer Company, which makes Sam Adams, and now owns Dogfish Head. So they may actually be the largest, Yingling, which is a standard American lager. They really only make that, but they aren't owned by any of the big breweries, so they are considered craft, I guess. And I'm trying to remember the other one. There's another one out there, but the other ones that are just these giants are Yingling and Boston Beer Company. That being said, with being the fourth largest craft brewery in the U.S., New Belgium is ubiquitous with internationally recognized brands, like we said, such as Fat Tire and Voodoo Ranger.
Is it Sierra Nevada?
Oh, maybe Sierra Nevada.
Because there's five that Google wants gives you immediately. It's like that one, and then the Gabrinas Company? Gabrinas?
I'm not familiar. They may own...
They're headquartered out of San Antonio. Oh, their subsidiaries are the Spetzel Brewery, Pete's Brewing...
Yeah, they don't count as craft.
Yeah, so then Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, okay, so Sierra Nevada. Yeah. But yes, they're so Voodoo Fat Tire, Voodoo Ranger, which is their series of IPAs, and then they also have their excellent barrel aged sour series, which includes lawfully sour aged sour brown ale, which we've all had off air one time.
Yep.
Which is an excellent beer that I could not find in the store today or yesterday. So
it's cool.
We're not having it. Some more little history stuff. In 2012, then-owner Kim Jordan sold 100% of the company to the employees of New Belgium, making it one of the first breweries fully owned by its employees.
Aww.
In 2016, they opened their second brewery location in Asheville, North Carolina, which now serves the eastern half of the U.S. So here in Austin, still the majority of our New Belgium is brewed from the Fort Collins, the original Fort Collins brewery, or I guess the... Not the original. It's still not. It's not still working out of their basement, but you get what I'm saying. The flagship location, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, applause for being fully employee owned. Because then, in November 2019, the employees of New Belgium voted to sell the company to Little World Beverages, which is the craft arm of Lion, which is an Australian food and beverage company. Which then is in turn owned by Japanese brewer Kirin. So they then sold to one of the other largest beer makers in the entire world. So coming in the near future, I don't know what the deal is at this exact moment in the buyout, but they are now owned by a very large conglomerate. So,
they're not really craft anymore.
Who knows? I still like to say, and this is my whole thing about, you know, craft beer is craft beer. Craft breweries may not be craft breweries or independent. Yeah.
So I found a scientific answer about the balls and soy sauce.
Oh, you did?
You cannot taste soy sauce with your balls.
Damn.
There are taste receptors in your balls, but they're basically like...
Are they under the scrotum?
Yeah, they're like.
Oh, damn it! I said scrotum. Now I'm gonna have to mark this episode explicit.
It's fine. They're like vestigial, and so they don't really serve a purpose. Like biologists think they might help with like the regulation of sperm production, but they don't have like a defined purpose. But they're not like the same
kind. They regulate the umami in sperm. Yeah,
they're not really. They're not the same like as taste receptors in your mouth and esophagus. They're definitely. I mean, like, biologically, they're similar, but they're not the same. And what people are thinking is that, you know, if you have a pool of soy sauce that you're dipping your balls in, that you're probably just smelling that, and that's what you think is giving you the umami flavor in your mouth, is that you're just smelling the soy sauce that you're
dipping. So you're saying that I should still dip my balls in a puddle of soy sauce?
If you would like.
That's, just on the sidewalk?
I'm just saying there's no science behind it, and so that is purely a personal preference decision.
That's nice. Could you hand me my bottle opener?
Way to sidetrack the show, Carter.
I just thought the listeners needed to know the truth.
I think you've just proven that if we... If there's a ranking to the host of this show, it goes Robbie, me, you.
It's almost like TikTok is not a good source for science.
What? I don't believe
you. What's our first beer?
Our first beer? We're going to start with this one.
It's not Fat Tires?
I'm so excited for that one.
No, I was going to go, I thought about doing Fat Tires. It's the first. It feels like a good starting point. Mm-hmm. But it's the darkest of our first three, so I didn't want to like wreck palates before.
I want to try this one. Unbiased. Clean of mouth.
I'm really just hoping everything I taste doesn't taste like cough drops.
Oh, yeah, you've had a lot.
I had a lot of cough drops.
Drink today. A bunch of water.
I have been drinking a bunch of water.
Chug. So, Robbie's
This first beer is Mural Agua Fresca Cerveza, which is a fruit beer.
Did you say Mural?
Yeah.
Is it Mural or is it Mural?
I don't know.
I just saw it and I was like, did you overthink the word?
I might have. I honestly just assumed because it's, I mean, it uses none of the usual, like...
It smells fruity.
Accent marks that you might use.
Well, wouldn't be pronounced Mural either. It'd be pronounced Mural.
Well, unless there was an accent mark over the A.
Well, it wouldn't make anything mirror. There wouldn't be the sound mirror. It'd still be Mural. Because the accent just means you say it. You stress it. It's when
you can't tell, I failed Spanish class.
Looks like a mural to me.
You're thinking of the little dots. What are they called?
An umlaut?
An umlaut?
I do know that one. You want to talk about the
yeah.
The can? Oh, let me give the information on this beer first.
Yeah, I distracted you. I'm sorry.
It's a okay. Very pleasant color.
Mural, agua fresca. I just felt like I was going to sound so white being like, mural?
Nope, it's the safe thing.
It's... Like I said, it's an agua fresca cerveza. It's brewed in collaboration with Cerveceria Primus from...
You said that so beautifully. You did.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it.
I had so much anxiety leading up.
No, and that's why I'm letting you know you're saying everything great.
So it's inspired by actual aguas fresca. Mm-hmm. Aguas frescas, I don't know what the like correct plural of that would be.
It's right, the S and... What an agua fresca is, it's literally just like, typically it's water made from the fruit, made from the water of fruits. Right. And so you don't really add sugars because fruits, it's naturally pretty sweet and it's really delicious.
It's great. Actually, the first agua fresca I had was when I worked for the Alamo Draft House. And they did a couple of different ones for the release of Coco a couple years ago.
Coco's great.
But the other information, it's a 4% ABV. It's 11 IBUs. So I expect this to be pretty easy drinking, but also just...
It's 110 calories. Not a lot.
Not bad.
That's 10 more than a white
claw. 10 more than a white claw. Damn. And honestly, if it's more flavorful than that...
Yeah. And so I'm really excited. The can...
Smells good. Very pretty color. It's kind of light, kind of pink.
Like a watermelon agua fresca.
Watermelon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it says it has lime, hibiscus, and agave.
I love that smell to it. Mm-hmm. It's very floral, very fruity.
It's a pretty color.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
You try it, Carter?
The head dissipated pretty quickly, though. Seems very thin.
It's an interesting flavor.
That does taste like agua fresca, though.
Yeah.
I think the hibiscus is really strong in this.
A lot of hibiscus.
Yeah.
Because I feel like watermelon can be very sweet, the agua fresca that I've had. And so I feel like they really lean on that flower, both for like the taste and the smell.
Honestly, though, this is kind of how you should do low-calorie beer.
Yes.
Like, stop trying to make an IPA low calorie. Start making stuff like this.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm still picking up the kind of,
definitely different, kind of a strawberry or something. Yeah. I don't know if strawberry is one of the explicit fruits they use, but
but that's probably from
some kind of berry.
The watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm picking up the watermelon, picking up the.
So it does say on the can what fruits that they used. Can you read that?
It's only watermelon, lime, hibiscus, and agave.
Not getting a ton of lime. I'm getting kind of a little bit of a acidity, that's like probably, a citric acidity.
I think the lime makes it kind of tart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall,
I get the, yeah, and I definitely get the kind of the weedy,
yeah,
just fermented taste of the fact that it's a beer.
But this is, it's more so, it's inspired from the agua fresca and kind of just like infusing the fruits. And I like that because it's not overpowering in like the in any of those flavors. You know, you can tell it's inspired and you can taste that it's the regular cerveza style.
It is incredibly drinkable.
That's so good though.
And very refreshing.
I'm a big fan.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about the can, but it's got the, actually has the logo for Cerveceria Primus.
Yeah. No, so shout out to the New Belgium for highlighting their partner and who they're working with.
Yeah. It's actually, I think it may be in a more prominent spot on the can than their own name.
I would not have thought this was a New Belgium beer because it says Primus at the top.
I feel like I did some disrespect to this beer last year, maybe 8 months ago, at the Hot Luck. It was an event that you got us into, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Carter and I were walking around, and we chose not to get Mural from New Belgium because we thought it was just like their take on a Mexican lager.
But it doesn't taste like that. No. That's because there's some, because I think, I didn't really,
and it's
like,
not that. I really don't think it is that at all.
Yeah, I really like this. I like, you can taste that it's inspired by that, and it's not trying to be an agua fresca. It's, you can tell it's inspired, and I like it because the flavors aren't overpowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd love to put this in a lineup with like other fruit beers or something, like an Evita strawberry lager. Mm-hmm. Maybe even pulling out like whatever the Einhorn they do this year is.
Yeah.
Seeing how it compares.
Yeah.
Just saying that to keep in mind. But shall we move on, or does anyone have anything else cool to say about it?
No,
I really like this a lot for it being an agua fresca.
Yeah, it's great. It's different. It's a different mood than a beer.
Yes.
I will say.
It.
In my totally arbitrary, like,
I feel like it tastes like a
ranking,
refreshing beer.
This is very, yeah, this is also a very, like, springtime.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pleasing. Summer, it's now a part of their year-round. It's, I think it's only, like, 2 years old.
I might be picking that up this summer.
Yeah, I definitely recommend
it. It'll be really great.
Is your summer going to be Mural and Cellus White this year?
And Hefeweizen.
What was that pool one you had on the show when I wasn't there?
Which one?
There was a pool one.
Oh, Poolside from Bell's?
Yeah, it looked pretty. Yeah.
It was kind of a sour cherry kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. It's not, I didn't love it compared to like the sour cherry Einhorn, but still very good. Next, we're diving into the Voodoo Ranger series of IPAs. So this one is Voodoo Ranger American Haze. So some history on the Voodoo Ranger, like, series, the line.
Ooh, it's an interesting color.
It's going to be very hazy.
That's a lot of head.
I poured that improperly. I can top you off in a little bit. What was I saying? Ooh. So, originally, their...
She is hoppy.
So, originally, their main IPA was just called Ranger. They did a version of it called Voodoo Ranger, and that's become kind of their main go-to line of. So now there's several different variations on Voodoo Ranger, which is, so you've got this one, the American Haze, you've got Double Voodoo, which is their double IPA, Hop Avenger, they just released one that was like Galaxy, that was a Galaxy Smash kind of. So American Haze is a hazy session IPA. It's 5% ABV and it's only 30 IBUs. So you guys are talking about how hoppy it smells.
Yeah.
It does smell
it
hoppy.
It does smell very hoppy. It doesn't smell overly hoppy. It just smells very piney, very
it
resinous.
It is extremely piney.
I think we're going to, but looking at the color of it, it's very hazy. I think we're going to get a lot of juice.
Pretty light.
Yeah. The head's stuck around pretty well.
I was going to say, it's got good head.
Yeah. You know, here on Tap Heads, we're all fans of good head.
And so. Film Fracas.
Film Fracas is all fans of good head.
Yeah.
I really like the color.
Yeah, the back to the sorry. The color is really good.
I like the color of it. Reminds me of the color of a Hefeweizen.
It does.
So. It is nice.
I don't think it's gonna taste anything like a Hefeweizen.
No,
it's gonna taste like an IPA.
But I think the color's lovely.
It is a very lovely color. I'm gonna let you guys drink it. I'm gonna let you guys think what you think.
Ooh.
Yeah?
I like this.
Really?
I liked it. I like it.
Oh, that's super juicy.
Yeah.
That's super drinkable.
Oh, yeah.
Session IPAs are very good.
It honestly
tastes... With the name American Haze, I was worried. I was like, this is going to be too hoppy.
Yeah.
It honestly tastes...
Haze tends to mean a hazy IPA is typically going to be a little less hoppy. Mm-hmm. It's actually not even our hoppiest beer of the night.
It
is our only IPA.
It tastes kind of like walking through a pinewood forest.
It does. It has. It's very nice. I don't love how light the body is.
I kind of do.
I personally
it's very drinkable.
A lot of IPAs are real heavy. Real bitter. This one, the bitterness is pretty toned down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very light and drinkable.
I think the body's good for it being juicy.
Yeah.
I would not want that.
I think of other juicy IPAs that maybe have a little more body to back it up, like Tangerine Maximus from Cellus, which is a favorite of mine that I'm a big fan of, even though I never see it anywhere other than their tap room.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Nothing against it. I'm just trying to, like, you know, what do you guys think about the body? Like, if it... Wendy, do you have opinions?
No, I mean, I like it. I like it.
Do you have opinions? No.
Oh, sorry. I have plenty of those. Excuse me. I'll deal them out when I wanna. no, I like that it's juicy. Like Carter said, it's not overpowering with the bitterness. Even though, like, it smelled hoppy. But I could drink a couple of these.
Am I accidentally going to turn both of you into haze bros? Is that what's happening?
You've introduced me to some IPAs.
It's got such an interesting, like, it's one of those that's so fragrant with the, like, the piney, resiny kind of thing that it really comes through in the flavor.
Yeah,
but it could just be because my palate's a little bit messed up tonight.
I mean, it smells like a West Coast IPA, like a Green Flash or a Sculpin, but it is very light. It's much more like a New England style IPA.
I also like the can. The American Haze, because it's got the Voodoo Ranger.
I love the Voodoo Ranger.
Yeah, and he's pretty cool with his, like,
I was trying to see
Americana gear and stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to come in here with some Voodoo Ranger, like, you know, stories or something about, like, the different characters. Mm-hmm. Just seems like they dress up the same Voodoo Ranger with different clothes.
Yeah.
On Bumble, sometimes I remember when I would see the Voodoo Ranger advertising. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if it was just Bumble and Tinder, but they'd have a profile for the Voodoo Ranger. It's just like him being sexy, you know?
Yeah, is it the one where he's on, like, the pool float?
I think so. There's that a couple of them.
I can't remember which can that is, but there is one where he's on a pool float and he's, like, shirtless or something. No, the Voodoo Ranger is a hunk, though.
Yeah.
So.
Cool guy. But I like that this beer's juicy.
What'd you think?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, you're... I just liked your...
It's just very... It's very solid all around. I mean, it's not inoffensive.
Far, two very good beers.
Yeah, any particular flavor profile, it's all very good. It's completely different from the first one.
Yes.
Like, night and day.
Yes. But I appreciate that you started with the Agua Fresca just because it was, like, way lighter.
Yeah, I think if we... I mean, everyone knows we're about to do Fat Tire, which is an amber ale. I just think that would have wrecked your palate.
We're going to taste that one.
Yeah, I would drink some water before this. That being said, we're about to drink Fat Tire. This is a classic. Has everyone had Fat Tire before?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the last time. I feel like you may have given me a drink of it, but I may have had it.
We had Fat Tire on the show?
We have not had Fat Tire.
Not on the show, but it's definitely been brought to the house.
Our second or third amber ale we've done.
Yeah,
because we've done.
I'm not actually a huge fan of ambers.
So we've done Austin Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I mean, some would argue that Shiner Bock is closer to an amber than a Bock, but
I do like Shiner Bock.
That's not to be decided here.
Though Shiner Bock's not really amber colored.
No, but in flavor, it's a little closer to an amber. And Ziegenbach is technically an amber.
Yeah.
Ziegenbach is marketed as an amber. Does everyone need to see? Everyone knows what Fat Tire looks like.
It's a very basic label.
This is the original. The Fat Tire line also includes Fat Tire Belgian White at times, although I've never seen it in the store.
Belgian White?
Yes. So like a wit beer.
A wit beer?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Is Fat Tire your new favorite?
my wit beer senses are tingling.
But yeah, this is it's 5%. ABV, I want to say, how many IBUs was it?
Is it on the bottle? Probably not.
Probably not. I will say New Belgium does one really nice thing, which is that they bottle date very well. They have a enjoy by date on all of these. It's 22 IBUs. So it's only 8 IBUs less than the American Haze.
Yeah. Interesting. Less. Here, it's very clear.
Very clear.
Very filtered.
Definitely an amber color.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very amber. So. Very filtered.
Smells like a beer, honestly.
Yeah. It just I'm excited. Smells like a beer.
It looks refreshing.
It. I think it is actually a very refreshing beer. So I'll let you guys go ahead and taste.
It's a beer.
Yep, that's remembered.
What do you think?
It's a beer.
Yeah. It's a very standard beer flavored beer. It's not
Yeah.
doing anything crazy different.
I'm glad we could have Fat Tire just to look at the legacy of New Belgium.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way. Because no. obviously everything they make.
If you literally wanted something in the middle of the road, yeah. it's this beer.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, if you don't want something fruity or you don't want something bitter,
yeah.
you just want beer. If you just
want a regular beer,
yeah.
this is the beer.
This is very much that.
It's a little heavier than like a Budweiser.
But that's true. But Budweiser's kind of a joke, so.
Right. There yeah. is a flavor to it. A bit.
It's got a nice. It's actually got a very yeah. nice malt character to it.
Yeah, yeah. that's what it is.
The it's malt very character. Malty.
The malt is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bitter, but it is a little. It's a little more bitter than like these yeah. other two we had.
So
but,
it's not. Oh,
it's definitely more bitter.
But
than
it's not.
It's not like a generic beer. Like yeah. there's still some body to it.
No.
But
it's still unique. Good. But mm-hmm. it's not. It's not like oh, this is a wild beer.
Yeah, it's really not a wild beer at all.
They did beer.
Yeah. Good for and I mean they've been doing it well and they've been doing it since 91. Yeah.
What's so. The is there an inspiration behind is there a story behind why it's Fat Tire?
Fat Tire just is I mean a mountain bike has a fat tire. Mm. And when you're, you know,
out biking.
They got the bike right there on the
yeah,
on the label.
Just curious.
Yeah. And I mean I was listening to another podcast where Kim Jordan was talking about the founding of the company, and it was an episode of NPR's How I Built yeah. This. And she talked about that when he first brewed it, like in home brewing, you try to come up with fun little names for it. You know, you don't yeah. want to just be like, this is my amber ale or what.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everyone in the home brewing community loved the name Fat Tire. They loved the story behind it. When they were about to turn it into a company, everyone suddenly went, you can't call your beer Fat Tire. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of said, well, we'll see. And now it's one of the most popular beer brands out there.
Yeah, no, Fat Tire's. I mean, it's pretty much everywhere.
It's another good airport beer.
Yeah,
pretty much every airport will have Fat Tire, and they'll have Boston Lager from Samuel Adams, and both of those I always feel pretty solid about getting. So,
Samuel yeah. Adams is of those two probably my go-to.
Yeah, but. I think Brooklyn Lager is also pretty good from Brooklyn Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we'll do an episode of like airport beers.
That'd be interesting.
Actually, the last couple times I've been in airports, in the Houston airport, at George Bush in Houston, they tend to have the Wicked Juicy Ram from Shiner, mm-hmm. which is a solid juicy IPA, and I've yeah. got that a couple of times at the airport, which is nice, and it's not terribly expensive for airport beer. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
That being cool. said, beer.
Beer, beer, beer.
We're going to take a
we'll be right
quick
beer.
Break.
We'll be right back. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'll get you applause by next episode. That's we'll be big. Right back. We're back.
We're back.
Welcome.
We're back and back and back and back and back. Okay, thanks.
I wasn't going to play it all again.
I know, but you know I love it.
I know welcome to Taff Heads.
No, it's not happening.
I'm here to talk about saltwater taffy.
No, I told you. I threw that idea away.
Is it better or worse than Laffy Taffy?
No. Ooh, Robbie's pouring some coffee. Just kidding. He is currently pouring this Nitro Cold Brew Cream Ale.
Yes.
It does look creamy.
It's New Belgium. It's in collaboration with actually local
welcome back
cold brew juggernauts, Hybrew.
Yeah. Hybrew's really good.
And okay. It's nitro, about, so I'm pouring it pretty hard.
Talking about New Belgium.
Thank you.
We'll see if I did this right. But.
Sam, I miss you. If you're listening to the show and you hear this, you text me immediately and let me know.
You think he listens to the show?
We're going to find out. He listens
as we tape.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is a cream ale infused with cold brew from High Brew Coffee.
There aren't that many cream ales.
No, there's not. One of my favorite beers is a cream ale. Dome Foam from Eighth Wonder is a very good cream ale.
Can you describe what a cream ale is?
No, because I don't know like the process. Or I know it's an ale.
So it's specific. It's because of the process?
Cream is probably a primary ingredient.
I have no clue, okay. Actually. Well, I really don't know. I should have done
this. You read about the beer. I'll read about the cream ale.
Yes, so the beer itself is this is another 5% ABV. It's 13 IBUs. But yeah.
I'll tell you what, it smells like coffee.
It does smell like coffee. It smells very good, actually.
Oh, this did not.
It smells like coffee in a different way from. Here we go. Cream ale is a style of American beer which is light in color and well attenuated. First crafted in the mid-1800s at various breweries. Cream ale remained in a very localized form with different styles until the early 20th century.
So, cream ale is related to pale lager. They're generally brewed to be light and refreshing with the straw to pale golden color. Hop and malt flavor is usually subdued, but like all beer styles, it's open to individual interpretation. Some breweries make it more assertive character, but despite the name, they do not typically contain any dairy. While cream ales are top fermented ales, they typically undergo an extended period of cold conditioning or lagering after primary fermentation is complete to reduce fruity esters and give the beer a cleaner flavor.
Yeah, it's a very clean beer.
Robbie just tried it. He made a face.
It was a pleasant face. I was trying to convey pleasantness. I like this. I like this a lot.
This is coffee.
This just tastes like coffee.
It tastes like coffee. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even taste carbonated.
It tastes like cold. It tastes like literally high just, brew nitro cold.
Literally
brew.
Just tastes like high brew.
Yeah, it tastes like cold
brew. I like this a lot.
I do too. I'm like, I could.
So this is from their Up Next series, which is kind of their experimental series. It's kind of the first run that they've actually put in cans. So they've been working on this for a while. But they kind of experiment with stuff and put it out under the seasonal label to try out and get kind of, I guess, opinions on what actually they've done.
Mm-hmm. Is it caffeinated?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
I read an article from Josh Noel of the Chicago Tribune, who does a lot of beer writing that I like a lot. And he did an article about this before where he said that most coffee beers have a negligible amount of caffeine in them and not enough to require like a government warning. So,
but this tastes like a cup of coffee.
This does. Yeah. This tastes like a can of high brew cold brew.
Yeah, like it does taste. I think it's pretty smooth.
Like I said, it doesn't even taste carbonated. Like you don't taste the bubbles.
Yeah, and that might be because I mean it's nitro, and we're splitting a can, so I wasn't pouring it hard. So I could have done it wrong, but like, it's good.
Yeah, it like I said, it just tastes like a can of cold brew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this, it has the feel of beer, but tastes like a cold brew. Like when I drink it, I know it's not coffee.
I like the look of it. We didn't talk much about the look or the.
Yeah.
It's got kind smell. Of a light brown.
Yeah.
Creamy head. It's got
the nitro bubbles. They have, yeah, give it that kind of creamy head.
It's coffee.
Yeah. Very good.
I'm wondering if I'm biased because I love high brew.
I really love high brew too.
I am curious about this. I don't know if you know.
Not a big coffee drinker, but I've had so many stouts and whatnot on this show that I'm just kind of used to it now.
You're just used to your beer tasting this way?
Yeah.
It has been a dark couple of months.
excuse me.
But we'll hint, you know, March, April, we'll start hitting the lighter beers again.
I'm really just not a big fan of, like, burnt coffee,
like
Starbucks coffee.
And high brew does not taste burnt ever.
No, which is true, yeah.
Tastes very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask, I don't know if you know this, Robert. I'm trying to find somewhere on the website about it, but what is the Up Next series?
I don't know too much about it, honestly. I couldn't find much on their website, which I know their website hasn't been updated since the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of it is still a little bit off, and they're working on, like, so... I don't know much about the Up Next series at all.
Yeah, because that's what I'm curious, because there's a label on the can.
Yeah, you know? So like I was saying, the most that I know is that it's kind of experimental or...
That's probably what it is, because yeah. On the website, under their Up Next series, they have the Nitro Cold Brew. They have this beer called the Peach Kick. They have a passion fruit, a passion fruit Kolsch. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Cool.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'd try that. That's fun.
This is the triple.
The triple?
Oh, I poured you a pretty little glass of that.
Oh my gosh. So picturesque.
Yeah.
I like triples.
I am typically not huge on them.
Quads, but we don't really have that many quads here.
I don't think we've done a quad.
Have we done a quad on here? No.
I don't know if it's too wheaty for me or what.
I'm all about the wheat.
You are all about the wheat.
So this is New Belgium's from their Belgian collection. They've got three beers that they run under this line.
Do they have a wheat beer?
Other than the Fat Tire wheat beer?
No.
So they have a Fat Tire wheat beer, but that's it.
But it's not a regularly accessible.
I have no clue. I've never seen it before, but it is on their website.
Because if they're a Belgian, New Belgium.
It looked like their winter seasonal pack had it in it.
You would think they would have
a Belgian wheat beer.
A Belgian wheat.
I don't know. I mean, I know that they have it, and I know it's a part of like their winter seasonal 12 pack.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which should still be available.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I saw it. Well, I saw a New Belgium pack at Sam's, but I don't know if it was.
I think it's in the bottle because the can variety pack right now is a throwback one.
Yeah.
With Fat Tire, it's got the original Ranger in there.
Maybe we should do some investigating. Yeah.
But this is one of the first, the Belgian collection. There's three beers in it.
Yeah.
They're all traditional Belgian styles. They've got Abbey, which is a double.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Triple, which of course is a triple. And they've got the beer we're actually going to drink next after at 1554.
Yeah.
So, but I love the labels on these.
Yeah, it's got a very kind
very of classy.
Minimalist, classy. Like it's got this little picture of ladies drinking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Window.
Beers for women.
So actually,
take that, Dad.
And I got the little Belgian flag.
When I first started getting into this, like in preparation for the whole show, the podcast in general, I started making myself more and more six packs. This was one of the first triples I actually had in a while.
Yeah.
I'd had Le Fin du Monde before, a while before, but like this was when I started like, you know, trying to like get an idea of what beers I liked, what I wanted to start talking about on the show when I was really diving into it. And I like this beer a lot. So I'm excited for you guys to try it.
It's got a beautiful golden color.
It is a very, very beautiful golden color. I think it's unfiltered.
The like head's a lot all of right. Beer. It's a little bit hazy.
A lot smells. Of honey
the honey notes, the wheat notes.
I'm not huge on honey anyways.
I know you're not.
It's cool. I'm interested to find out what this beer will be like.
Yeah. Information, cool. Important information on this beer.
I love this.
It is a 8.5% ABV. It's 43 IBUs. It's actually our highest IBU beer of the night. So,
I really like this. It's rich.
Talk about it?
No.
No?
Not for me.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Very bubbly.
It's a lot of bubbles.
Bubbly.
I don't know if it's that cold, but it tastes like a lot of bubbles.
It's got this, it's just got a very rich flavor, which is what you'd expect from a triple.
Oh, for sure.
Wheaty. The bitterness, thankfully, is not terrible.
No, and I mean, this is a pretty standard IBU, honestly. Yeah. Like 50 and below is all pretty negligible. And then once you get 20 and below, you're like talking about something that's not even bitter at all.
Yeah.
But
I don't
around know. 45 is probably standard.
Mm-hmm.
But Wendy, not a fan?
Yeah, not a fan. I think this really confirms that I'm not a fan of the triple style. Yeah. It's very weedy. I like the malt. I think it has a good body. But yeah, but it's just very wheat for me.
Yeah.
So
I love wheat. I love when my beer tastes like bread.
Yeah, you do.
You love to chew your beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but very good overall. I like it. I'm sorry Wendy doesn't like it.
No, you're fine.
She'll probably like the next one more than me.
This is what we're about. 2020, I've decided for Tap Heads is that I want to be, I want, obviously, liking something is a scale. You don't have to love everything, but I want to be more firm and be able to say, I don't like something.
Yeah.
And I don't like this. But that's fine because I've had a feeling for a while that I'm not a fan of triple style ales and stuff.
Which is fine. No, yeah. This is the point of this is to learn what you like.
But I taste this and I'm like, Carter would like this beer. And
this is a very Carter beer. So I keep waiting for Celis to put out their quad.
Robbie though is currently pouring the New Belgium 1554. He mentioned it earlier.
Dark.
And the bottle of this one is very similar to the triple we just had.
It's another one from their Belgian same series. So like I said, we're having 2/3 of the Belgian series tonight. Abby, unfortunately, when I went to the store, which I didn't mention this at the top, I just kind of went and picked from the store what the most like in their prime beers were. Nothing that was like getting real close to its drink by date or anything like that.
Yeah.
So because of that, we ended up with triple in 1554. The Abbey, we probably still could have drank, but it had a drink by of February 2nd. So I was saying a little too close for my taste. I don't want to drink an almost old beer compared to stuff that's all well within their prime. Mm-hmm. So we said this is pretty dark, but it's actually pretty translucent for a dark beer.
I mean, it's certainly darker than the other one. It's still, I can't see anything.
It's still the darkest beer we had tonight.
I can't really see
it's like
anything.
The color of cola, but yeah, it's filtered.
It does let a lot of light through.
It does look a lot like a Coke or a Pepsi.
Yeah. It's a black ale, so it's not quite a stout or a porter. It's their tagline for it is not a stout, not a porter. It's 1554. I don't know the significance of the year by any chance. Do you guys?
1554? What happened in Belgium in 1554?
Who knows?
That is 220 years before the American Revolution.
Yeah.
Well, 22 years.
Whatever. Close enough.
I can tell you it is 6% ABV and 21 IBUs.
Ah.
So.
And so you said this is This is the part of that series.
The Belgian series. Mm-hmm. So Abbey is a Belgian double.
Got it.
Which is less than a triple.
And so is this a quad?
This is a different beer.
Just all together.
This is just a different beer altogether. Mm-hmm. So this is a black ale is what you would call it.
Hmm. If you Google 1554 Belgium, everything that this comes, beer up comes up is just New Belgium 1554.
Mm, that's interesting. Actually, I like this a lot.
Yeah. It's got some coffee notes in the nose. I took a sip of water.
It does have some coffee notes in the nose. It smells very much like a stout or a porter.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thoughts?
Yeah,
thoughts?
Carter's right. I like this more.
And I like this less.
I think it's really good.
It is good. It's got more complexity than the cold brew.
Yeah. It's got a very interesting malt bill to it.
Yeah, the malt, the aftertaste is interesting.
Doesn't taste like a dark malt, like something like that.
It's changing. It's got a distinctly toasted note, not burnt, but toasted, like darker.
Yeah. I'm noticing actually a lot of qualities that are similar to Santo. I'm
getting a lot of chocolate in it. Yeah.
A lot of chocolate. I'm getting
similar to Santo.
Similar to Santa,
the finish
similar to
is
Dark
interesting
Skies.
Too. It kind of just like really dries my mouth.
Let me try it.
It is fairly astringent, yeah.
Yes, thank you. I can remember the word.
Getting a lot of that coffee astringency.
Yeah. This compared to the Nitro Cold Brew, which is very creamy.
Yeah.
And like tasted like a light coffee.
Right.
This is the black coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like this a lot though.
Mm-hmm.
I will, dare I say it, I don't think we had a bad beer tonight.
No.
No.
I think these were all.
So before we get into the rankings, overall thoughts on New Belgium?
New Belgium, 2 thumbs up for me, frankly.
A very good brewery.
We haven't really had this much consistency since, I don't know, Celis?
Like since we went to Celis in general?
I'm just saying, since we had a brewery-themed episode.
We haven't done a Celis episode.
We haven't?
No. You and I have just been to Celis twice.
Mm. We've had a couple beers.
I thought we did.
No, actually,
we did a whip beer episode.
We've only had the whip beer.
The only other brew... We've only done...
Lime on here?
We've had lime on here. It was a different episode.
It was a different episode.
The only brewery-centric episodes we've had were St. Arnold, which is a pretty solid episode, and Real Ale.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are the only brewery-centric episodes.
Well, this one's my favorite thus far.
Wow.
The St. Arnold's is good. The St. Arnold makes some good stuff.
That was a good second episode, too. I think we really found our stride there.
I had
Is it astringent with an A?
Astringent.
Thank you. I'm doing my Untapped.
Oh, nice.
I had the Astros beer.
The
Crawfordbach.
Crawfordbach. I had that at dinner with my family over the holiday.
Oh, in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They had it at a the steakhouse we were eating at.
Interesting.
I just lost
the Rangers name. Don't have a beer that I'm aware of.
I don't think so. Another reason the Rangers suck.
Yep.
We need beer.
Because it was, I think we talked about on the episode when the American League Championship Series was going on. I can't remember the other brewery. There are two Anheuser-Busch-owned breweries. One of them makes a beer for the Yankees called Pinstripe Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Carbach makes Crawfordbach for the Astros. And so there was a bet between the two brewmasters about the ALCS.
Saltgrass. We were at Saltgrass.
You were at Saltgrass.
Yeah.
So Saltgrass is Saltgrass, a Landry's restaurant.
Yeah.
Which is from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Tillman Fertitta is the owner of Landry's. And also the owner of the Houston Rockets.
I don't know why I couldn't remember Saltgrass. I was like, we were eating at that popular steakhouse chain that wasn't Outback or Texas Roadhouse. I just couldn't remember the name.
That's
Saltgrass.
Fair.
It was funny, though, because we were at Saltgrass, and I was with my cousin, and I were talking, and he's like, yeah, I vastly prefer Texas Roadhouse. There was a Texas Roadhouse across the street, and we were like, why didn't we go there?
All right.
I'm working on my ranking right now. What are you guys?
I'm trying to do that.
How do you guys?
My ranking is done.
Yeah, Wendy. How do you feel about New Belgium?
I give it 2 thumbs up because it's consistent and solid. I think every beer we had tonight is of good quality. Like you can taste it. However, I don't think it's one of my top breweries, but that's because I don't think it's my flavor profile. I think a lot of the beers we had tonight were out of my zone, or like they're not regulars that I seek. However, I really love that mural.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fun, I think it really did well, and I really appreciate that they worked with a Cerveza City in Mexico.
I wonder about Primus also.
They're one of the few actual craft breweries in Mexico.
I wonder how, if we can get their stuff here.
I don't know. We'll have to look into it.
Because if they check were, out, it was a collab.
Can you bring it across the border?
Maybe.
Or do you need a specific permitting to bring stuff across the border?
I think if you declare it, you can just bring it.
Because I might be going to Brownsville again this year. So, just, help along the way.
Yeah, you probably declare it and take it with you.
Yeah, just like,
people go grocery shopping across the border all the time.
People go to Belgium and get lots of Belgian beers.
I'll say, yeah, because people live in Brownsville. Sometimes you have to go grocery shopping right across the border and come back.
Yeah. I think you can just declare it, yeah. You just have to declare it, and you may have to pay a tax. You may have to pay an import tax on it.
Import tax, probably.
Yeah. Curious about that.
Might be a little expensive, but.
Probably not. I mean, if you're getting a six-pack or something.
It might be crazy, yeah.
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 Or
maybe we just have to go to the.
Just save your receipt.
They're in Mexico City, though, so that is not right across the border.
No, sure. But if they have distribution in Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't. I don't know what Mexico's gotten in terms of the mixed six pack.
I would think Brownsville area. They probably have a pretty good selection.
Yeah, we'll have to look into it.
We'll see.
Carter, you want to do your rankings?
Sure. My rankings this week. I liked all of these beers.
Yeah.
Actually, they're all very top tier. I think there wasn't a weak one in the bunch. So really, this is just personal preference. There were none of these,
which is always great.
None of these that I disliked. So my number 6 is the Nitro Cold Brew. Once again, I mean, I've talked about it before. I'm not a huge coffee guy. As I said,
I'm trying.
I'm getting more and more acquainted with the flavor.
It will take more so you drinking more coffee than beer.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't love the flavor of coffee. So I'm starting to appreciate it more in a particular in beer.
I think you just need to try some more like really out there like stouts and stuff.
Probably, yeah. I mean, like
chili pepper porters and stuff.
I've had stuff like that. I had a jalapeno stout.
Ew.
At a very small brewery once.
Celis had the chili pepper porter.
That
we tried.
That was okay.
That was decent.
Yeah.
I've not seen it back there since.
No, I'm okay with that also. It was all right.
It was my least favorite of that day.
Yeah.
But your next least favorite of these beers.
Yeah, but yeah, the Nitro Cold Brew was my last one. I mean, this one's hardly a beer. It really does taste like a can of cold brew. It doesn't really taste like a beer.
Fair enough.
Say that almost disqualifies it, but it is technically a beer, so it doesn't. Then Fat Tire, like we said, Fat Tire checks all the boxes. It's exactly what it needs to be. It's a very regular beer. Not bad, very good, very solid, but nothing terribly special. Just interesting. Then my next one's going to be the 1554. Certainly more complex than the cold brew. A lot more sophisticated flavor profile. Once again, you know, just not my particular favorite flavors in there, but yeah. It is definitely more complex and interesting. Then it's going to be the Voodoo Ranger, which I was a little surprised.
Specifically American Haze.
Yeah, the American Haze. I liked it so much. It was so light. I loved the pininess without being like overpoweringly bitter. Because sometimes you get that piney, resiny, you know, hoppy note, and then it's accompanied by this, you know, this wave of bitterness that you get that usually is the kind of bitterness that kind of grows in the aftertaste in the back of your mouth.
This definitely did not build.
And this didn't build, didn't have any of that, really at all.
You've taken your first steps into a brand new world.
A much larger hazy world. Yeah, I like hazy. I like hazy and juicy IPAs. I've had several of both, and I like hazy and juicy. Double IPAs are still kind of daunting, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Have you had Highboy from Independence?
No.
I recommend that.
Unless I had it with you, but I don't think you've
had it
with me.
I've only had it once or twice. Yeah,
then probably not. That's where I try most of my IPAs is you order it and then I have a sip.
Yep. I'm hoping one day you'll order your own IPA.
We'll see. Probably
maybe if someone has Voodoo Ranger American Haze on tap.
Yeah, probably at a brewery is more likely than anything else. My number two is the Mural. This is just incredible. Light, so refreshing, remarkably flavorful. For something so light and refreshing, I would drink this 100 times over instead of. Instead of an anything seltzer, I would drink this.
It's not high in alcohol, but I feel like that's quickly you're like, oh, I've drank six of these, and actually I am drunk.
Yeah,
even though it's only like 4%.
I was gonna say if you're not, how much is a White Claw?
5%.
So it's negligible the difference, I think.
Yeah.
You're smashing back six White Claws
and
versus
it tastes really good.
Versus six of these. It's going to be the same effect.
A million times better than
could,
a White Claw.
I'm betting I could probably put back a whole bunch of these.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I would struggle to put really back does, two White Claws.
It really does taste like the water. Like, that's the interesting part because it's a cerveza and like inspired by the White Claw, it does taste pretty refreshing and light.
White Claw. Mm-hmm.
Or did I say that?
You did say
I'm
inspired
so sorry.
By
I'm inspired by the Agua Fresca.
I am so ready for like 5 years from now when someone's like, there used to be this drink called White Claw,
it's
and we
inspired by a White Claw.
I'm just kidding. White Claw's never going away.
No, probably not.
Super sponsors of South by.
South by Southwest, yeah. My number one, no surprise, the triple. I love wheat. I love rich flavors.
You're like honey.
I love honey. I love all these flavors that Wendy hates.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're best friends. But we're opposites, you know. We each have what the other one needs.
We balance each other.
Exactly.
I don't know what that accent was.
It's fine. I love the triple. It was tasty. And we should go see if Celis has their quad out.
Yeah.
All right.
Wendy, you got those rankings?
Yeah. I'm going to go by my Untappd rankings.
Okay.
I didn't write my rankings out, but I'm curious as to because of the numbers I gave them. No surprise for Wendy. my number six was the triple. It is a lot of wheat and a lot of not for me. But like I mentioned earlier, the beers tonight are like, you can taste the quality. Like, I think they're all consistently good, mm-hmm. and they taste like a good beer. It's just, I took a sip and I'm like, this is not the profile for me. My number five is in the 1554. I thought it was good. And yeah, I don't really have much to say on that one. I just thought it was fine. My number three, what am I missing? I got the 1554. Oh, okay. I thought I forgot the beers. My number four, I forgot my numbers, is
the five?
No, she did five.
Five was the 1554.
Oh, okay.
My number four is the Nitro Cold Brew. I thought while it was creamy and it did taste good, like coffee, I'm just reminded of other different coffee beers or that I've had that I kind of liked more. And because it's not a stout, I was just like, it's fine. I wish this maybe had a bit more like chocolate or a bit more mm-hmm. like a toffee or fudge or something. I'm wanting a flavored cold brew rather than a plain cold brew. But I thought it was delicious. Mm-hmm. And then my number three is going to be the Fat Tire. Like I mentioned before, it's a very middle of the road beer, and that's what it was. Like, I think it's good if you want a beer, tasting beer, it's a beer. And that's literally what I wrote on my Untapped. My number two is the American Haze, which I'm very surprised, but I really like how juicy it is. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed tasting that in the IPAs you've introduced to me recently.
Yeah.
And so I really like the profile of it. The bitterness is very subtle. Like, it's not that heavy, but even though it smells kind of hoppy, but I thought it was really good. I really like the juiciness of it. And then my number one, to no surprise, but I really liked it, the Muro. Great timing.
It was good.
Yeah, that was good.
You were building up. I was just ready.
I really loved the mural just because I think when you say you're going to do a blank inspired beer or, you know, or a drink in general inspired by something else.
I mean, yeah, I could even just compare it to like
anything like
Mexican Chocolate Yeti, which we had a couple episodes ago.
That, or like when you're saying a coffee inspired cold brew, you know, you're expecting a certain kind of flavor profile or body or whatever. And I thought the mural, It did a beer and it was good because in Aguas Frescas, they're not supposed to be overpowering their water, but this beer was the body of a beer and it was light. It was refreshing. I can't wait to have this over the summer and the spring.
Yeah.
I thought the flavors were really good. And I'd be curious to see other flavors. I don't know how easy it would be just because it's fruit. You know, other fruits could be sweeter than a watermelon, but paired with the hibiscus.
Look at Austin East Ciders. They're doing kind of every fruit under the sun. I think it's
true, definitely, but it's a cider.
It's definitely in the realm of possibilities.
Yeah. So,
have you tried their sangria yet?
It's okay.
I liked it.
I haven't tried it.
We should.
It still felt like such a weird time to release it.
Yeah, definitely.
That was, super weird, but I really liked the mural. I thought it was delicious, and I hope to have either more of it or have other beers try something interesting and kind of just like mm-hmm. hit the check marks. You know, obviously not try to be that an agua fresca, but be inspired by it and do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last but not least, I'm going to go through my rankings really quickly. My number six is Fat Tire. It's fine. It was a very beer. Mm-hmm. I should start by saying I loved all of these beers. I think they're all very, very great. But Fat Tire was the most unimpressive of the group. Yeah. Next up there was Cold Brew. Like Carter said, I don't know if it really counts as beer. It tasted a lot like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite have the body of a beer, like something that is tasting like something else, like maybe a beer that I have a little bit higher up. So... that being said, nothing bad about it, just not quite what I was looking for in a coffee beer. I burped. my next one, my number four, is the Triple. I really liked this a lot. The body's really great. I love that honey note. But since then, I've had some more triples that I like a lot more. I like the Celis Grand Cru a lot more. I like Unibrew's Le Fin du Monde a lot more. My number three is the 1554. I thought that was super interesting. I thought it was something that was, while it is a black ale, I thought it had some, and it could be compared to a porter or stout, it had some things that set it apart that made it a lot more interesting. But nothing like the two at my top, which really set themselves above a lot of other beers that I had. My number two is American Haze. I thought that was delicious. Thought it was a great example of a sessionable hazy IPA. And number one, Mural. I thought that was fantastic.
It's delicious.
Who knew our first one would be our best one? Yeah. I had a feeling, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm glad we got to drink it. I'm glad it was a very fresh can of it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was delicious. I wonder how it would taste in a beer cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the summer. Like it was really refreshing. It's light.
Make like a mule with it or something?
You can mix it with stuff, you know?
Or if you were to get fruit.
You'd soak some fruit in there.
What if you did like a Corona Rita with Mural?
That could work.
Yeah.
I would worry, though, if it would get too overpowered by the tequila.
That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Because it is a very subtle flavor.
We're going to have to get a six-pack of this and try it with every single kind of liquor.
Let's see.
But I think if you put a fruit, I think you need something else. Because this doesn't have that much sugar, which is really interesting. It's really great. It's really helpful. And so I'm really curious.
Yeah.
Mix it.
Well, thank you guys for doing this episode. I'm really glad we got to do it. Anything you guys want to plug?
No. Listen to Film Fracas. We're in our ninth season talking about Best Picture winners.
Hell yeah.
This comes out.
This comes out Thursday, so there'll be a new episode tomorrow. So
yes, there'll be a new episode tomorrow. We'll be talking about something. I won't spoil it.
Oh, you don't want to spoil it?
No. Well, I mean, we can.
How much crossover is there?
That's true. Is this Thursday?
Performances.
This Thursday's?
Yeah.
So it's best performances.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the performances of the actors and in our best picture winners in our season. So go listen to that. It's actually a great episode, I thought.
I agree.
All of our episodes this season have been good.
Yeah.
Go listen to Film Fracas.
Wendy, you got anything to plug? Read Texas Monthly?
Yeah, Read Texas Monthly. We've got some great works, some great stories. Listen to Boomtown. It's not my podcast, but it's a Texas Monthly Imperative Entertainment podcast.
Of course, after you listen to every episode of Tap Heads and every episode of Film Fracas.
Skip Hollinsworth.
That's not him, but he's right. Yeah.
But I like Skip.
Boomtown's really great, though. It's about the Permian Basin in West Texas. And so you meet a lot of interesting people and seeing how the oil economy affects people. You know, versus like what we think of where it's like, you know, people out in Saudi Arabia or, you know, our politicians making all this oil money when it's like it's really hard on real people.
Yeah.
But otherwise, working on some cool events. Haven't announced anything right now. So hopefully next episode, maybe. Otherwise, you know, just listen to our show. Go back and listen to our episodes. You know, you've had time. Love you.
You have had time. You can find me on Twitter at Robbie DeShazer. You can find me on TikTok at Robbie DeShazer. I'm just doing a hard pivot for TikTok now.
You can find me at Wendy with a W.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at C.S. Williams, like Swizz on your name.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, Robbie. Continue.
It's okay. You guys can, if you're in the Austin area, come see on February 22nd, come see King Guillotine and All Men Present It's Your Funeral. It's at 11 p.m. on February 22nd.
I'm really excited for that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited about the show that we put together for you. If people come out, we will get to do more shows of it. So come out to this one and help us get this thing really off the ground. We're super excited about it.
I had to, I sent us an email screenshot about Eventbrite having this like abandoned cart feature where you like leave a ticket in your cart. And when you leave, if you don't finish the purchase, you'll get an email later being like, hey, don't forget, don't miss out on this. And so I sent a screenshot for work to my coworkers. And I also wrote, sorry, this is an actual show I'm gonna go to, because it just said, it's your funeral in the subject line. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This is a show I'm going to. But I'm excited. I'm super excited.
I'm excited for our next episode. I'm actually going to tease what we're doing.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tease it because it's your final test. This is the SATs of Tap Heads here.
Oh, shit.
You two, Carter and Wendy, have to pick six beers.
I'm one of those
beers.
Two people.
You guys have to put together a six pack together. And then I'm just going to let you guys run the episode. I want to be pleasantly surprised.
I'm so excited because I love presenting information.
This is going to be a lot of pressure.
I'm excited.
But I'm ready. It's
you better
be
not.
A six pack of Bud Light.
Oh, man. It's going to be the Budweiser Reserve.
Their copper lager.
Yeah.
It's going to be Natty Light.
Ooh.
We're doing a light beer episode. It's going to be Natty Light, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light.
I was going to do that in April, but
okay. Oh my God, it's the new Bud Light
please
with
let's
seltzer.
Not waste,
Bud Light seltzer.
Let's not waste time on this podcast drinking Natty Light, please.
I was thinking about putting it out like the week of 420 as doing all the light beers. kind
of
smell like weed.
I said the only one of those I actually drink is maybe Miller Light. If it's available.
I like Miller Lite.
I'm not a fan, but okay.
It's okay.
That being said, you can follow the show on Twitter, at Taphead Show. Follow each of us individually.
We don't have any merch, do we?
No, we don't.
Oh, no.
We should make like a bottle opener or something.
Well,
that'd be cool. Or a flask.
I think we need to get more people. Tell your friends to listen to the show.
Film Fracas did merch real early on, and we have sold one.
No, we sold at least five items because my mom bought one of each thing. My mom bought all of it. That's why I have at home a pillow with my face on it that I have to sleep
It was before the new logo.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening. We will see you again on the next episode.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon. Media.